Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Michael Dix of the American Veterinary Medical Association joining us in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, the final two Superior Video Livestock Auctions of the year happening the 18th, 19th of December. Superior Select Female Sale on Thursday, December 18th, 1 p.m. Central Time, $3,800 to sell on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Then on Friday, December 19th, 8 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the Superior Video Livestock Auction featuring 16,700 head, 1,150 Holsteins, 4,000 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, 7,850 weaned calves, 100 calves on cows, 1,200 bred stock and weigh cows as well on Friday. That'll be at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 232, SuperiorClickToBid.com. If you want more details about the offering, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or give us a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction, coming up the final sales of the year, 18th, 19th of December. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Dr. Michael Dix specialized in ag policy at Oklahoma State University for a lot of years in the Ag Econ Department. He moved on, though, at the beginning of 2013, becoming the director of the new Veterinary Economics Division of the American Veterinary Medical Association. He says that a veterinary education is extremely costly to a student, sometimes leaving them with a significant amount of debt that makes it very hard for them to be able to start, especially a large animal veterinary practice.
The market for education is the start of that pipeline. And whatever it costs those veterinarians to go to school, when they become veterinarians, somehow they have to make enough money to pay off that debt. The average veterinarian getting out of school today has about $130,000 of debt. That's the average, but we also have kids that have up to $400,000 of debt. That average salary is $66,000, you know, on the low side, $40,000, on the high side, about $85,000. You're having a debt-to-income ratio that's somewhere between 2 and 4. It's very difficult. In most cases, they would have to almost borrow money in those first 5 years in order to be a practicing veterinarian.
One of the problems, according to Dr. Dix, is that some of the services that large animal veterinarians have done down through the years are now actually performed by others, and that cuts into the revenue stream.
The problem with the food animal veterinarians is food animal veterinarians have given up a lot of services over the years. Part of that problem was, at one point, we didn't have enough food animal veterinarians, and so somebody else moved in. Now we have technicians that do artificial insemination, embryo transfer, preg checking, ultrasounding for carcass characteristics, ultrasounding for pregnancy, foot trimming, things that have to do with the mouth, nutrition. A lot of those services the veterinarian doesn't do anymore.
Dr. Dix says new veterinarians should consider expanding their capabilities to offer a wider variety of services to therefore increase their business income. In the long run, that benefits the veterinarian and their customers as well, folks like cattle producers, by the veterinarian being able to pay student loans at a faster rate.
When you think about a herd and how many services that herd needs, a lot of the services that are performed in that are now done by either the operator or someone that they've hired full time. And so the veterinarian is kind of looked at as the provider of last resort. And that's really difficult. That's really why we're having a trouble with this mismatch of the need for services and a veterinarian there to do it. There are things that we're looking at. And I think, you know, over time, of course, the market works. The market will help direct that. If there's services out there that are with people willing to pay, somehow we'll figure out how to get that.
Dr. Michael Dix of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Now, there is financial help out there available for veterinarians wanting to dedicate their practice to large animals. We've got details in our story on the Beef Buzz at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.